Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Keith Coleman. And my address is 1420 North 29th Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19121.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'll take just a moment.
Okay.
And how may I assist you?
Okay. Now, initially, this was only supposed to be for $8. And I see that since the initial, there has been $100 extracted from my account every month up to now. I have received no information. I have received no merchandise. So I would like a refund of my money.
If you will give me one moment to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, it will take just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, and I really do want to thank you for your patience. What I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a tactical bag. And it would have stated in the terms and conditions by doing the contest that you would be signing up for the discount electronics savings store, where you would pay $67.32 a month and receive a $125 gift card each month to the discount electronics savings store.
Okay. With that being said, I have received none of that correspondence at all. No emails, none of that. I have gotten nothing. I haven't received, my son didn't receive his tactical bag. I didn't receive any information about it. Only way I was able to track this number down is because I had to go through the bank and get them to get me the number. I have received nothing. So with that being said, there was nothing held up on the other end at all. Nothing. So since I received no merchandise, no product, no nothing, I should be able to have my money back.
Yes, I am showing where the email with the gift card was sent out to the email address we do have on file, and the tactical bag was a contents.
It may be on your file, but I have received nothing. Nothing at all.
Yes, I do apologize. I'm not sure why you've not received those. We did send those out. They may have went to the spam folder. However, what I am showing that I would be able to do as a courtesy is I am showing that I would be able to issue a full refund for the latest charges.
For the latest charges? This has been going on for 5 months.
Yes, and those are valid charges. You do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through with the transaction.
Well, there was no transaction. There was no conditions. I received no information at all. I received no information at all. Let alone any merchandise at all.
Yes, I am showing where those emails were sent out, and the original transaction was for the contest. However, you'll give me a second to check with my manager to see if there's anything else they may be able to do, as that latest charge is all that I am authorized to do, as those are valid
Okay,
charges.
so wait a minute now. I spoke to the young lady prior to you. She was able to give me 50% of my money back. Now you're telling me that I can only get the last transaction back.
Yes, the 50% that she was referring to would have been the 50% of the latest charges.
Oh no, that's unacceptable. Y'all, I have received no merchandise, no information. That's unacceptable. I have gotten nothing for my money. You claim you sent me an email. That's not true. I have received no email. I've received no correspondence at all.
Yes, I am showing where those emails were sent out. I hope you will give me a moment to check with my manager, see if there's anything else they may be able to do. It will take just one moment.
You mean to tell me that even though I received none of this shit, I was supposed to receive discounts. I received none of that.
Can I have spoken with my manager and they
Okay,
did it?
wait. Before you go on, you told me that it was $39 a month, but they've been taking $39 and $67 a month.
What I was explained is it would have been $67.32 for the discount savings club, and the $39.99 would have been because when the transaction was done, it would have been selected to also do the trial for the Hero Bod Fit app, and it would have advised that when doing the trial, if not canceled within the trial period, you would be billed $39.99 each month for the app.
Okay, so that's $100 altogether. An app I never received. No. This is crazy. So you're telling me you want to give me back $167 or whatever it is, okay, when y'all been doing this every month and haven't sent me any information or any product or merchandise? Because I was supposed to be getting some kind of vouchers or whatever. I have received none of those. So how
Yes,
would you
those were sent to the
then?
email address we have on file. However, I have spoken with my manager and they did advise me that it is the 12/13, the 12/2 charges we'd be able to fully refund. So that's $39.99 and $67.32. And they have also authorized me to issue a 50% refund on the 11/12 and 11/1 charges for $39.99 and $67.32.
So y'all want to give me back $150 and y'all keep $350. Pretty much. Is that what that boils down to?
I have been authorized to issue a refund for the 12/13 and 12/2 charges and a 50% refund for the 11/12 and 11/1 charges, as those are valid charges.
Okay, they're not valid charges because I haven't received any merchandise for those charges. I've received nothing. So how are they valid? When I receive nothing in return.
Yes, the vouchers were sent to the email address that we do have
Okay,
on file.
but if I haven't received them, then how does that make it valid? You have not, you're saying you sent them. I'm saying I never received them. Just like I never received the tactical bag at all.
Yes, the $5.74 that was paid for the tactical bag was for entering the contest. If you were the winner of the contest, it would have sent you an email advising you of how to claim the tactical bag.
It said, that is not what it said. It said the tactical bag was free shipping and handling for the $5 or $8, whatever it was. So those are not valid charges if I never received the information or the merchandise. I received none of those. And if that be the case, if I haven't received any of the info in merchandise, then I either need my merchandise or I want my money. But I want my money because I have not received any merchandise. And I can't imagine how you can say they're valid when I haven't received anything in return.
Yes, they are valid as you do have to agree to the terms, and we did send out the vouchers to the email address that we have on file.
Okay, but I have not received the vouchers. So what is it? Just doesn't matter that I haven't received them? All that matters is that I'm paying for something I didn't receive? Hello?
Yes, all we can do is send them out, and they may have went to your spam folder. I wouldn't know why you would not have received them, as we are showing where we did send those out.
Okay, but once again, like I said, I have not received them. So you're telling me right now that we'll just give you $150 back. You haven't received any merchandise. You haven't received any vouchers or whatever. But that's just supposed to be okay.
If you'll give me a second, I can see if there's any possible way there'd be anything else my manager may be able to do. Is all they have authorized me to do is those are valid charges, since you do have to agree to those terms and conditions, and we did send out the emails with the vouchers.
Okay, but I have not received anything. I haven't even received any correspondence from you guys. Haven't even received an email saying, oh, yeah, well, here's your tracking number or anything. I haven't received any of that. And that's what I'm supposed to receive, the tracking number, if I'm not mistaken. That's what the lady on the last line told me. I should have received the tracking number to receive my bag. Now you're telling me I shouldn't even have received the bag. I should have just been in the contact.
Yes, it would have been a contest that you would have entered.
This is a scam, and no, this is a scam, and this is unacceptable. This is a scam. Y'all just taking people's money, and that's not acceptable. Y'all just taking my money and not even giving me anything in return. And, okay, so if you're telling me y'all sent it, okay, if y'all sent it to my email, why haven't y'all sent it back? Or had something like, I mean, I'm sure you know that I haven't spent anything off of them.
I am sorry, however, we're not able to see what would have been spent on the account. The only thing we're able to see is the account, is because we are a third-party call center, so all we can see is the account that was created and the charges on the account. We wouldn't be able to see what would have been spent on the account.
Okay, well, you're supposed, this is the number they gave me. They said, well, this is the merchant that you need to call concerning this account. So you are the person that I'm calling. I have not received any of the information. I have not received any of the products that you're saying that you guys sent. So I'm saying I didn't receive them. You're saying that you sent them. So that doesn't work. If I don't, I mean, how do you continue to charge me if you haven't sent me anything, if I haven't received anything? Okay, so you're saying that we sent it. Okay, I'm telling you I haven't received anything. So the only recourse you're telling me is you can pay me back 1 month and a half a month when I haven't received anything?
If you will give me a moment, I am checking with my manager to see if there is anything else they may be able to possibly do. It is just taking 1 moment. And I really do want to thank you for your patience. My manager has advised me as a courtesy they will authorize me to issue a refund for the 12/13, 12/2, 11/12, and 11/1 charges.
Okay, so the merchandise that I paid for the other months, I still don't get that?
I do apologize, however, we are showing where we have sent that to the email address we have on file of SHOW64KC1@gmail.com.
Okay, but like I said, I haven't received any. You keep repeating that, and I keep telling you the same thing. I haven't received any of that. Can it be sent to my home address?
I am sorry, we're not able to send that to a physical address. It is only a virtual gift card. It does have to be sent through email.
Okay, so I would like my refund for November and December. And for August, September, and October, I would like those vouchers resent to my email.
If you will give me just a moment to see if there is any way we can get those resent out, it would take just one moment.
Make sure we get those vouchers back on your email.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. I have gotten the refunds processed, and you would see those back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I did get that put in to have the vouchers resent out to you.
Okay. Okay. This is the biggest scam I've ever heard, and I know you're aware of that. But nonetheless, so I'll have my money, the 2 months of money back in when?
We do send that through immediately. However, it normally takes the financial institution 3 to 5 business days to process it back onto your account.
Okay. Now, these so-called vouchers that I paid for, what is that? And how do I get those back? They're coming back to the same email.
Yes, I have got that put in. I have those resent out to the email address that we have on file.
Okay. Now, let me say one thing. I'm glad we've taken care of that part, but this is so much of a scam that it's ridiculous. Because the young lady I spoke to earlier, she told me that I was supposed to be receiving a tactical bag. She didn't say anything about a contest or any of that kind of shit. So this is definitely a scam. I want my money back, and I want those vouchers for the money I can't get back. And you said that's going to be there within 3 to 5 days, and the vouchers will be there within 3 to 5 days also, or they are immediate?
The longest that it would take for you to have those vouchers back should only be 48 hours.
48 hours. Okay. I'm definitely reporting this to the Better Business Bureau for sure. But thank you very much. You have a pleasant day.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.